Valley.
Hey, we're the band Stray Forever. I'm Brennan Persing. I play drums and backing vocals.
I'm Isaiah Wallace. I play guitar and I sing and I write the music. Well, I was always listening to Drop Diver, one of Brennan's bands, and I would always see like music videos and stuff, and I knew they were pretty big locally, and one day I just decided to message him, and it's history from there, I guess. Three months after we started playing music together, I think
we recorded like 6 or 7 drum tracks in a day, and then because we live like almost an hour from each other, so, you know, we had to, so I just play the drums and then he record everything else, and it's a really cool process, really convenient. So I started playing drums when I was 5, and it's kind of the, I don't remember a lot of it, of course, because I was only like 3, but it's the basic drummer story, I guess. Like, yeah, dad's like, hey, he's playing on pots and pans, what do we do? My mom was like, well, I don't know. But then they were like, drum set? So on my 5th birthday, I got my first little drum set, and that it started from there, and I was like, yeah, this is me. Nice. But yeah, I love, God, bands like Nine Inch Nails, Soundgarden, Garbage, Local H, Foo Fighters. I have so many influences from so many different eras and genres, but that's definitely like 90s trip hop. Like, have you ever heard of Moloko and Olive? Oh, they're so good. Yeah, everything 90s. That's like my biggest influence in music. Funny enough, I actually wanted him to play drums on something I was writing, but we started just like, you know, working on his songs. He was like, yeah, let me show you what I wrote. And I was like, wow, like, okay, we're doing a 180 here. But yeah, I decided to join on drums, and it's been an awesome year.
It's been a fun ride.
You know, we're floating bassist, you know, for live shows and recording and stuff like that. But yeah, as of right now, we're just a duo.
Well, a lot of my influences are like Silverchair, the Australian. They started out as grunge, and they kind of got more alternative as it went on. Also really big in the Nirvana and Bush, and Green Day was one of the first bands I really got into, and that's how I got started playing guitar and stuff. So my parents are musicians, and when I was probably about 8 years old, for Christmas I got like a Squire Mini Stratocaster. For some reason I was interested in it, then when I got the guitar I just never played it. It sat around for years and my dad sold it later on. Then I watched the movie Coco. For some reason I wanted to pick up guitar again from that, so my parents bought me an acoustic guitar. Then my dad had some guitars and I used to pick up his, so he's like, we need to get him one so he'll get off my guitars. So for Christmas 2018 or so, they got me a full-size Stratocaster guitar, and that's what started me out playing, I guess, on my own. And I really got inspired to play whenever I listened to Green Day for the first time. I think it was Basket Case was one of the first songs I heard, and that really sparked me into writing stuff, and I'm heavily influenced by Billy Joe with his the way he writes his guitar stuff and the melodies and stuff. With writing, I don't know, I just usually start out with a riff I come up with, and I try to write a melody on top of that, and it just depends per song. Sometimes it's the melody first, sometimes it's the guitar riff. It depends on each song.
How did you come up with the sound for your debut album?
I was trying to go for a more like rough, grungy kind of thing, kind of like Nirvana's In Utero album. And I'm really influenced by Steve Albini, the recording engineer who recorded Bush's second album, Razorblade Suitcase, and In Utero. He also recorded the Pixies and stuff like that. So over the years, I've kind of picked up techniques from the way he records stuff. And
Wait, you recorded and produced your debut album? That's impressive.
Yeah, at my house.
Yeah, he's got this set up in the, I guess it's the den.
Yeah,
I don't know what you call
it.
But
well, we call it the music room at home.
Music room,
but yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool little space, and he, he really knows how to make a good sound.
Well, the first song from the album is Behave, and I think I was listening to Silverchair heavily then. I was listening to Freak over and over again, and I was sitting in my room with my acoustic guitar, tuned it to drop D, and had a little iPad mini with the GarageBand. I just recorded the riff and kind of wrote the song fully on a little iPad. Then probably a few months later, I recorded it nicely on the computer and everything. And
This is Stray Forever, and our first single that we released, Behave, is playing now on Valley Sounds.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Valley Sounds. So fresh.
Dancing out our way till we wake up again. We came to stay, but it wasn't meant to be. I forgot your name, can't forget myself. Skin to skin, hand in hand, no way.
Was Stray Forever with Forgotten Girl on Valley Sounds. So I have a good friend in Texas named Garrison, and his father was really big into like hair metal back in the day, and he used to go to a bunch of parties and stuff, and there was this one girl he met, connected with her the best out of like, any person he's ever met in his life, And I think the next day they like parted ways. Then he never saw her again. And he asked one of his friends a few weeks later and said she passed away in a car accident. So the song's kind of about that. Just kind of my interpretation of how I heard the story. And
that's so sad. I never actually knew that. It's an amazing song. I love it. But yeah, I didn't.
And I was really heavily into the Beatles at the time too. So that really helped with the melody and the riff I wrote for it and everything.
I love that, you know, it's a different sound. I think it stands out from the rest of the songs on the album. It's definitely
good range of songs, I guess.
This is Stray Forever with the song Memory Under Attack off our first album on Valley Sounds. I wish I could call you back. We'll be right back. Sync by My Own Tragedy on Valley Sounds. Yeah, My Own Tragedy, they those are some great guys. David, Ron, and Patrick, they've been around here for a little while, but they just started playing music a couple years ago. And yeah, those guys have always been there for me, there for people I love, there for the scene. Like Silver Fern, I've seen them a couple times now, and they've always had a different set list because they have really long songs. But that's a compliment. I love, you know, like songs like that, because you know they throw you something different. You're like, wow, I didn't expect that. You know, they're one of those bands that, you know, like it's not predictable sound. It's really, really unique. And yeah, Fruit's definitely my favorite off their first EP. I love just, you know, walking around the city or just like relaxing, you know, listening to that EP because it's just so relaxing, so chill, and also just so mind-opening because, I mean, they're very complex songs. So this is Fruit by Silver Fern on Valley Sounds. That was Talking to Yourself by the Wanda Band on Valley Sounds. Yeah, the Wanda Band, they were actually one of the first bands that I discovered getting into the local scene around here and everything. I've always loved Wanda, her voice, like Nick's amazing drumming, and then Andrew, I mean, he just, you know, like makes the bass look like you just, anyone just pick up and do it. That's how effortless it looks. And yeah, the first time I saw them actually was Panoply 2021. I bought their first album, and yeah, it was, I mean, top to bottom, it's just such a great album. But yeah, Talking to Yourself has always been my favorite by them. Yeah, the band Them Damn Dogs, I love those guys. I used to work with Jerome, and yeah, worked with him pretty closely, and yeah, he's a great guy, and I've gotten to talk to the rest of the guys in the band, and they're solid dudes, and they're all just so talented. First time I saw them was, we played with Drop Diver and them at, I think it was Salty Nut Brewery, actually, Rest in Power. That's another place I miss. We played outdoors with that stage, and the courtyard was great. But they're a great band, solid band.
This is Them Damn Dogs with Focus on Valley Sounds.
Yeah.
You wanna taste of
That was These Colors Don't Run by Noah Salem on Valley Sounds. Noah Salem, I love those guys. They have more political messages, but overall it's just about love. They say at the end of every show, love ferociously, and that's so true because no matter how much hate there is in the world, like, you can't let that take over yourself. You have to love no matter how difficult it is, and that's something they preach at the end of every set. And Johnny, the drummer, he's very, very, very close friend of mine. We play together in the band Casket Kids. He plays bass for us. But yeah, Johnny's, you know, he would give the shirt off his back for you, like, you know, whatever you needed, he's there. And same goes for everybody else in that band. My friend Tammy actually just joined on bass, and she's been doing really good. Like, she makes them sound better, in my opinion, more solid. So Fatal Black, they're really new. They've only been around for 1 or 2 years, I think. But I got the opportunity to play Mars Music Hall with them back in February. I filled in on drums. It was such an amazing show. And thank you to Mars Music Hall and the BBC for opening up your venue to local music, because I got to play with the Casket Kids, and then a local band called Frogbelly played along with Go-Go Killers. Love those guys. And Gallus, if you guys haven't heard of them, they're a really good, like, old school, like, thrash metal band. And if you like Metallica or early Ozzy Osbourne, anything like that, you'll love Gallus. Fatal Black, those guys are awesome. Aaron, he plays guitar, and then Colt, he sings, and yeah, they have really cool stage presence. So if you haven't seen them yet, next time they announce a show, you gotta be there.
This is A Fatal Black with Kill the Lights on Valley Sounds.
Thank you.
This is Rob Obdurge and the Proponents featuring Wanda, their song Poor Taste, on Valley Sounds.
Thank you.
This is an unreleased song that I plan to release on our second album. No title yet, but it will come to me eventually. But yeah, this song is called I Will.
Unfortunately, we can't feature our favorite song by the Go-Go Killers because it's vulgar, but if you want to listen to the song Planet F, please check it on Spotify. It's on all the streaming services, and you can buy it on, I think they have it on CD and vinyl. But yeah, the Go-Go Killers, they've been around for longer than I think any of these other bands, and those guys are legends right there. So our next show is actually going to be Blasphem. It's a late night EDM / rock and metal show at Mad Maltz. It is so cool. Like, I played there with the Casket Kids last year, and it was Paul Walker. He goes by Subwoofer on, you know, he was playing a really cool DJ set, light show. We play after that, and then there was another set like that afterwards, DJs, lights. It was so cool. It usually goes from about 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., so it's one of those nights where Mad Maltz opens up late, and it's definitely a good time. So that'll be Saturday, August 8th.
You better show up. I'll find you if you don't.
You better show up. And it's not confirmed yet, the venue, but we have a date August 9th in Nashville. So yeah, trying to get out there, play more regional shows. And then, thank you. Also, August 27th, we're playing True Story down in Birmingham. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. That's one of my favorite venues personally to play. We have Facebook, Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff. Just look up Stray Forever. We'll show up on there, and you guys can find us.
Or Stray Forever Music.
That too.
That's on
Stray Forever Music on Instagram. Just want to say thank you to everyone who's ever supported local music in Huntsville, North Alabama. You know, like, whether it was just one show or you go to all of them, like, that means the world to, you know, everybody here. We need people come out to local shows, buying merch, supporting the socials. We need, you know, we all need people to support the scene to keep it going. So everyone who's ever contributed, thank you so much.
Yeah, everyone's just welcomed us with open arms, and we really appreciate everyone that's welcomed us.
Yes. Anyone's welcome at the shows. Doesn't matter who you are, as long as you're cool and a good person, you know. We want everybody there.
No stabs.
Good vibes, no stabs. I will say, playing shows around here, you're not going to have a huge crowd unless you promote. You got to promote on social media. You got to put up flyers in all the places around here. A lot of those, you know, like, old methods, they're still relevant, because people go to Guitar Center or, you know, Campus 805 or something. They'll see a flyer for the show and they'll be like, well, you know, I can do that show. I'm free. So, yeah, two things, be in the scene and promote. Those are the two biggest things I can offer in terms of advice for local musicians and ones just starting out.
Get out of the house.
Get out of the house. Go to the shows.
You are listening to Valley Sounds, a production of 89.3 WLRH, Huntsville Public Radio. If you liked what you heard on the show, you can find a playlist and podcast at WLRH.org or on the WLRH app. A big thanks to guest hosts Isaiah Wallace and Brennan Persing of the band Stray Forever. If you would like to be a guest host on Valley Sounds and share the local music that you enjoy, then send an email to music@wlrh.org and you may be on a future show. Thanks to all the local bands that continue to create great music in the Tennessee Valley. My name is Marcia Ahrens, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week on Valley Sounds.